You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
It's another edition of Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed, and I have Emily Connolly with me, and we're talking about audiobooks, the ones she's listening to, and mostly she likes them all.
Yes. Well, I do get to pick some really excellent audiobooks, and I'm lucky that there are so many right now that I'm looking forward to and that I've already gotten to enjoy.
Okay, so what one are you talking about today?
Today, I am talking about All My Rage by Saba Tahir, and it's read by three narrators, Deepti Gupta, Kamran R. Khan, and Khosar Mohammed. And the three of them do such a marvelous job with this audiobook. It's an Audiophile Earphones Award winner, and it's a YA contemporary story by Saba Tahir, who's the author of the intense and fascinating fantasy series, Ember in the Ashes.
But this is not part of that series at all.
Not at all. This is totally different. But still, going into it, I knew from having read that series, I anticipated feeling devastated and can say that was correct. This is an intense audiobook, but so beautifully done. And there's so much care in every aspect of it.
Well, we should say that Deepti Gupta is the Audi winner for Best Female Narrator of 2021. So good start there.
Indeed, yes. She did a beautiful job. So it's told actually in three perspectives. Deepti narrates as Misba, who is the mom to one of the other characters, Salahuddin. And so Salahuddin is narrated by Kamran. And we should say, too, I haven't really talked about Noor's character yet either. Khosar Mohammed narrates. She lost her family. The character lost her family when she was six, and she almost died herself in an earthquake in Pakistan. And her uncle rescued her and, as he's always reminding her, gave up a lot to raise her. And it's been not an easy time for her either. And so losing that friendship with Salahuddin and Misba is really hard on her. So they each do a beautiful job narrating these roles. You really hear all of the emotional intensity, Salahuddin's anger and grief and vulnerability and sweetness that come through the course of the audiobook. I should say that his mom does die, if that is going to be a hard thing to listen to. There's a lot in this audiobook that's tough to listen to, so look out for the content warnings at the beginning, but it's definitely deeply emotional and very well done.
Well, why don't we listen to a little bit? Who will we be hearing from?
So this is Salahuddin's perspective with Kamran R. Khan narrating, and it's from the beginning when we get a sense of his relationship with his dad.
Okay, this is All My Rage by Saba Tahir.
It's 6:37 a.m. and my father doesn't want me to know how drunk he is. Sal? Are you listening? He calls me Sal instead of Salahuddin, so I don't hear the slur in his words. Hangs onto our Civic steering wheel like it's going to steal his wallet and bolt. In the ink-black morning, all I see of Abu's eyes are his glasses. The taillights of traffic going into school reflect off the thick square lenses. He's had them so long that they're hipster now. A Mojave Desert howler shakes the car. One of those three-day winds that rampage through your skin and colonize your ventricles. I hunch deep in my fleece, breath clouding. I will be there, Abu says. Don't worry. Okay, Sal? My nickname on his lips is all wrong. It's like by saying it, he's trying to make me feel like he's a friend, instead of a mess masquerading as my father. If Amma were here, she would clear her throat and enunciate, Salahuddin. The precise pronunciation, a gentle reminder that she named me for the famous Muslim general, and I better not forget it.
He has a wonderful voice.
He does.
With those shifts of not just the accents, but the tonality in those accents that change.
Mm-hmm. And the character, Salahuddin, is a poet. And I think that really comes through both in the way he's thinking and this perspective that he has that we're hearing from, and through the narration, too. It's beautiful.
Okay, Emily. So we were talking about All My Rage by Sabah Tahir, read by Deepti Gupta, Kamran Arhan, and Kosar Muhammad.
A very moving story, definitely one for teens and that also the adults in their lives should read as well.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for that recommendation. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. Behind the Mic is brought to you by the audiobook editions of Cheryl Wood's Sweet Magnolia series. The series follows three South Carolinian women who have been best friends since childhood as they help each other through the ups and downs of their lives, and Dreamscape Publishing offers the entire audiobook series. Find out more at dreamscapepublishing.com. I'm Joe Reed, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.